Welcome to North Valley Friends devotional podcast for November 5th, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9 from the CEV and from Thomas Kelly. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only true God. So love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Memorize his laws and tell them to your children over and over again. Talk about them all the time, whether you're at home or walking along the road or going to bed at night or getting up in the morning. Write down copies and tie them to your wrists and foreheads to help you obey them. Write these laws on the door frames of your homes and on your town gates. If you say you haven't the time to go down into the recreating silences, I can only say to you, then you don't really want to. You don't yet love God above all else in the world, with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. We find time for what we really want to do. Thomas Kelly. Moses is addressing the people of Israel in Deuteronomy 6, as they are on the cusp of entering into the promised land. The Shema, as this prayer has come to be known, is one of the most central prayers of Judaism, and it's part of what Jesus says is the most important commandment. The broader context of Deuteronomy 6 is an appeal from God through Moses that the Israelites not forget God's provision or their dependence on God. To this end, Moses gives a number of commandments that are meant to keep God in the consciousness of people all the time. Talk about God. Talk about what God wants. Do it whatever you're up to. Put reminders on your bodies. Put reminders on your walls and in your civic spaces. Develop patterns that make sure you stay centered. Kelly is writing in a similar vein. Make time to pay attention to God, he says. And then Kelly goes a step further, saying that if you don't, then you don't love God fully. It's direct. It's perhaps harsh. And yet he's not wrong. If our primary commodities are time and self, and we don't offer those to God, we have other loves that we state by our action to be of greater importance. We needn't assume malicious intent of ourselves or use this as another item on the list of why we're worthless. Instead, we can recognize that, like the vast majority of people through time, we are easily distracted and fickle. Ourselves pull us from sacrifice and faithfulness. Our busyness and demands of life interfere, and our own agendas misdirect us. In this, we can name, too, that we have a desire to be attentive and faithful, and that all through Scripture and the witness of the faithful, we can choose to make the time and have the posture to accomplish this desire. The good news is that if we choose to want to, quote, go down into the recreating silences, they are available to us. God is faithful to show up, has been showing up, will be showing up. We simply need to order our priorities, our hearts, our souls, our minds to be attentive. Kelly says elsewhere, begin now. The kind of advice that feels perhaps cliche, like the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. But this is the truth. We will enter into the recreating silences when we put action to our intentions by beginning. We do make time for what is important to us, even when we're busy and overwhelmed. We perhaps need to bring more intention to our busyness, to question if our activity is necessary, if we are ordering our investment of time and self wisely. That too can become a distraction from entering the recreating silence. So let's begin now. Let's be intentional to prioritize attentiveness to God. Loving God with our whole heart, mind, strength, and soul. Some questions for today. Do you make time to enter the recreating silences? Why or why not? What do you do to be mindful of God's presence with you through the day? Are there ways that Deuteronomy 6, like writing reminders of God on your wall or wrist, can find tangible expression in your life?